Remember Nomsa's question about whether adolescent girls are at higher risk for HIV infection compared to adolescent boys. A published study conducted in Eastern Cape Province examined a similar question. The study identified factors related to the incidence of curable sexually transmitted infections, STIs, among adolescent boys and girls who reported having at least one sexual partner during the past 3 months. The boys and girls were screened for Chlamydia trachomatis, Neisseria gonorrhea, and Trichomonas vaginalis, and treated if found to be infected with one or more of the STIs. Follow-up with the boys and girls was maintained for 12 more months to see who developed a new case of a curable STI. This type of study is called a cohort study, in which we follow a group over time and see who develops disease. This will be discussed in more detail in Module 7. In other words, at the start of the study, all the boys and girls were free of STIs, and then each person was followed over the same 12-month period.